And the decision, do you go with TJ still or do you come back to Ben Simmons? I'm coming back to Ben Simmons. I'm coming back to Ben. He's had a hell of a year. I think he's the rookie of the year. I think he's going to have to learn how to play in these environments. And I'm going back with Ben Simmons.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
That's right, man. It's NBA Strayer. It is episode 112, and it is Friday, May the 4th. Be with you. I mean, sure. It's a trap. Let's do it. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places. And I'm hanging out here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA playoffs today. Just while repping Strayer a little bit, mate. I dig it. All right, so today's shoe reps a whole mess of a massive night of NBA playoffs with an epic performance from LeBron, turning Toronto into LeBronto up there in Canada, and the Aussies going at it in Sixers Celtics. And oh, geez, I'll tell you, didn't work out good for one of them. We also have the playoff editions of the usual dumbassery. That means, yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day, Outback Takehouse. Get some shrimp with your takes. And as we do every day, we've got the Australian Player Watch. We also preview the entire damn weekend of NBA playoff games. That's it. Rockets, Jazz, Warriors, Pelicans, Game 3s, and then Celtics, Sixers, and Cavs, Raps, Game 3s on Saturday, and then Sunday's Game 4s. And we're going to finish up with a brand new episode of Cooking with Bainesy. That's right. It's an absolute corker. Oh, he's getting stuck into an Aussie classic this week, I'll tell you. It's episode 112. It's May 4th. May the 4th be with you. It's NBA Australia. Let's go.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Ah, you better, because it is time for the Daily Whip Around, the way we start every episode here of NBA Australia. And we've actually got a little bit of news, a little bit of coaching news. A day after the Suns hired Igor from the Jazz, Igor Kokoskov. Yes, hello, is Igor. The New York Knickerbockers of New York City have hired, that's right, David Fizdale as their new head coach. Woo, the Knicks, the New York Knickerbockers of New York City, owned by James Dolan and run by a couple of front office spuds. They did something smart. Unbelievable. So we'll talk about that way more in a little bit later. So let's get straight into the games from last night. We had two absolute belters. First off, we go up to LeBronto there in Canada. Cavs go up 2-0 on the Raptors, winning both games in LeBronto, 128-110, they win this one. This was an extinction-level event last night. Holy shit, LeBron fucking just out of nowhere. And when I say nowhere, I mean from LeBron. Drops a record-setting 43 points, 14 assists, 8 rebounds, and just fucking destroys the Raps. The craziest thing is the Raps led by 2 at the half and then got punked in the third quarter, got outscored by 13. The Cavs, LeBron just goes, yep, nah, fuck this, I'm going to win this game. And LeBron, hey man, when he says that, a lot of the times it's pretty hard to stop, especially when you have the other guys stepping up on the Cavs too. So let's talk about the Raps first. Big booty Kyle Lowry. He had 21 points. He goes 7 of 10 from the field, but that was 18 points in the first half and 0 in the fourth. Yes, that is Kyle Lowry, all-star, who scored 0 points in the fourth quarter. Tough one. Tough one there, Kyle. How about Costco Kobe there? DeMar DeRozan. He had 24 points, goes 11 of 23. 0 of 5 from 3, though, goes DeMar. And look, he at least had 9 points in the fourth, as opposed to Big Buddha Kyle Lowry, 0. But still, they couldn't do much. So Lowry ends up with 21 and 8. Costco Kobe ends up with 24 points and very little else. And look, man, they just look shook. My name is Jonas Valanciunas. He had 16 and 12. That's fine. Fred Van Vliet of the Fightin' Van Vliets. He had 14 points and 5 of 10 shooting with one arm. That's pretty good. Not bad, Freddy. The rest of the team, though. Oh, geez. That was a bit of a shit show. I'll tell you that much. Oh, oh geez. So for the Raps, that much vaunted bench was pretty okay with Freddie Van Vliet there, but it's like the Delon Wrights and the CJ Miles's and the Jakob, Teenage Mutant Jakob Pertles, they were there, but it really was like the top line talent of the Raps that just sort of shit the bed like a fucking four-year-old. OG Anunoby had 5 points. Serge Ibaka has literally just gone fucking missing in this series. 12 minutes in this game, 0 of 5 from the field, 2 points. Serge, come on, Serge, you got to do more. So this was a bit of a shocker, really. Jakob Poeltl had 8, CJ Miles had 8, Dallin had 5, but man, the Raps, y'all got hooked. The Cavs, they only had 3 turnovers all fucking game. This was amazing. It's a Cavs franchise record for a playoff game. And it was remarkable. Just like, oh shit, they just didn't give up the ball. You know how much of a difference that fucking makes in a game? Turns out, a lot. And it means why, you know, it means how you win by 18 fucking points in game 2 of the Eastern Semis against the number 1 seed. That's the kind of difference that sort of shit makes. It's right there. It's not rocket surgery, folks. Don't turn over the ball, might win a game. LeBron, as mentioned, 43 points, 14 assists, 8 rebounds. An absolute remarkable game. 19 of 28 from the field. Holy shit, that's efficient. 1 of 3 from 3. Absolutely fucking crushed it. This was such a goddamn impressive showing. We'll talk about it a little bit later in, you know, in a surprise twist. The NBA Stereo Proof Performance of the Night might be LeBron. So Kevin Love, he had 31 points and 11 rebounds. Finally rocked up. And this is pretty good. He went 11 of 21 from the field. He ends up with 2 of 6 from 3. But the cool thing was Ty Lue went, hey, we're just going to fucking force feed Kevin. Just get the ball to him, get him going, and it finally clicked. Even though in the first like quarter and into the second when they're actually force feeding the guy and he was still missing those fucking little bunnies in the paint, these little runners, the little hook shots, they started dropping eventually and they got there. So not bloody bad when you get 74 points from LeBron and Kevin Love. When J.R. Smith chips in his 15 points and Jeff Green, El Jefe, another good game, 14 points, 5 of 8 from the field, and George Hill, oh, Georgie boy, not bad, 13 points as well. Didn't even need Tristan Thompson to go nuts this time. And Tristan is out there with 2 points, 2 rebounds in his 15 minutes, but man, what a game this was, an absolute pearler of a showing. Really just an example of having a player who has like such a complete hold over another team that he believes he's going to beat them. And then just does it. And the other team's like, oh, he's going to beat us. Mom, LeBron's picking on us. And Drake's standing going, ugh. Yeah, Drake was fucking quiet last night, huh? So we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Let's wrap up. Sixers, Celtics, though, in Boston. Celtics go 2 up in this series. 108-103 win. Sixers give up a 22-point lead in this one. And that's right. My grown adult son, Big Simo. Big Dick Ben Simmons. Oh, he just had an absolute Barry Crocker of a shocker of a game. The Celtics remembered how to shoot basically halfway through the second quarter and went, oh, wait, this is how you do that. And the Sixers, they just eased up and they gave up basically this horrifyingly large lead, let them get back in the second half, and that was kind of it. That's where the Sixers lost this game. They just went, I think we're good. And no, it wasn't. The Celtics, they just went, fuck it, man. We're going to start hitting shots and that'll be all she wrote. So the Sixers, as mentioned, they get up big early, crap the bed from there. This was like just, it's like watching a horror movie just like sort of unfold. You're like, oh, what are they doing? Don't go in there. Come on, the car's not going to start. We all know it's not going to start. oh, man, the third quarter. The Celtics outscored the Sixers by 9, and basically just that was it. The game, it was all over Red Rover, basically. The Sixers just couldn't get all the way back in at all. So, it's a tough one, I'll tell you. Covington, Robert Covington, it's almost like a waste of a good Covington game. He had 22 points and 9 rebounds. Goes 4 of 7 from 3. Pretty bloody good. And Joel Embiid, 20 points, 14 rebounds, 8 of 22 from the field, though. 1 of 6 from 3. Woo! Bellinelli, he had 11 points and 11 shots. JJ Redick was pretty efficient. He had 23, 9 of 17 shooting. Also 5 of 9 from 3. So look, the Sixers 3 game actually finally arrived a little bit. They went 13 and 33 as a team for 39%, which is pretty bloody good. But it was really the rest of it, 43.5%, where like Ilyasova went 2 of 6 and ended up with his 4 points. And obviously Big Simo, not great. But the homie Dario Saric, that was the same thing. He had 14 points on 4 of 13 shooting. Ugh. And then Big Simo. It's a tough one, I'll tell you. Missed a layup on literally the first possession of the game, and it never got better from there. He spotted this one hardcore. Even with Dave, Big Dave, Melbourne Tigers legend Dave Simmons in attendance, and his son sputtered it up. Jesus. This is his worst ever game at the worst possible time, I reckon. 0 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. That meant a bunch of 1 point memes with Big Simo's head on Wilt Chamberlain's body holding up the piece of paper with the 100 and just the 1. Yeah, tough. 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 turnovers. So that means he's got 12 across the first two games. Minus 23 for the game, Big Simo. And he was put back in for TJ McConnell, who was having a fucking pearler of a game. TJ McConnell, that's the one who's got JJ Redick's hair and otherwise looks like he's been transported from the 1950s to play in the fucking 2018 playoffs. He was 4 of 4 from the field, was TJ. He had 8 points and was a plus 16. Big Simo, meanwhile, minus 23. Oh, geez. TJ also had 5 assists. Pretty bloody good. And, yeah, look, this wasn't great. Sixers, this is a learning opportunity, as you might say. The Celtics, Big Al Horford with the sealer. He absolutely crushed it. 13 points, 12 rebounds. Jason Tatum, we're going to talk about him later, 21 points. Terry Rose, scary Terry. He had 20 points. He goes 6 of 15 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3. Dude is dead eye at home. Also had 9 assists and 7 rebounds. Also had Drew Bledsoe wearing a Scary Terry t-shirt. Pretty good. Jaylen Brown came back in this game as well to a rousing ovation. It's like, he hasn't missed that many games. All right, settle down, Boston. They're like, oh my God, dude, Jaylen Brown's back. We're going to win it, dude. 13 points on 5 of 12 shooting, he goes. Pretty good game. And like his first play of the fucking game, he snatches up a steal and like dunks. It was unreal. Marcus Smart kid. Yo, Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart kid. They're the fucking best two I've ever seen play basketball, kid. Come on. 6 of 13, 4 of 10 from 3. When Marcus Smart's shooting 4 of 10 from 3, you're in fucking trouble. 11 for Marcus Morris as well. And bangers. Hey, who's shooting better from 3 than Joel Embiid? Fucking Aaron Bangers Baines, mate. Yeah, that's pretty good. Got into it, 5 points, 4 rebounds, hit the 3. Awesome. Now leads the Celtics in 3-point shooting in the postseason. Talk about him in the Australian Player Watch. But this was just a great game by the Celtics. They just went, oh, here we go. Flexing. There we go. That's how we do it. That's how we shoot. And that is how you win game 2. Sixers just discombobulated. The Celtics just shut down Big Simo in the half court. And the rest of the Sixers, look, their shots were dropping, but they just couldn't really get into the flow of their offense with Embiid taking so many shots and missing a bunch of them. And Simmons just afraid to shoot, man. So it's hard to watch, but sometimes you get that on the big jobs. And this is the biggest. So let's move on to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
Knife. That's a knife.
You better believe that's a knife, LeBron James. Holy shit. 43 points, 8 rebounds, 14 assists. DeRozan, Ibaka, and Lowry combined had 45 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists. So, look, that's a fucking performance for the ages, mate. And it's the first player to ever have 40-plus points and 14 assists in a playoff game. That is the first ever. That's a fucking record, mate. This was unreal. And the best part was when LeBron's like, I'm going to get the knives out. You want a knife? That's a fucking knife. His 7 fadeaway jumpers in the second half that straight fucking killed the Raptors. I'll tell you that much. What happened?
So he got straight killed.
They got straight killed. That was a legit fucking performance. You know where that one goes. 43 points, 8 rebounds, 14 assists in their fucking room. Unbelievable. What room does this go to?
This is going straight to the pool room.
It really is. And if the Raptors think they can beat LeBron James...
He's dreaming. Tell him he's dreaming.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Tell him dreaming. So good. All right, what about old mate, no mates then? Well, if LeBron wins, that's a knife. That's not a knife, that's a knife. Old mate, no mates. Oh, Jesus.
Old mate, no mates.
Yeah, who's got it? No mates today. It'd be Ben Simmons on Twitter and everywhere else. Holy shit, everyone came after Big Simo for that 1-point no field goal effort, huh? And it's completely fucking warranted. You go 0-4 in the biggest game of your career, you're going to cop it, and you deserve it, mate. I know you're a rookie, Big Simo, but come on, hit a fucking shot. And this was the thing about how Boston play him, right? They just keep throwing the big dudes at him and frustrating him a bunch. And he just didn't really quite deal with it the right way. And Simo reckons it's not that it's the physical aspect of the Boston Celtics defense. It's more mental and self-inflicted. So he said after the game in response to, hey, man, are they being more physical with you than you used to? No, said Ben Simmons. I think the first series, the way the Heat played, it was nothing compared to the Celtics. Physically, the Heat were on another level. I think tonight was in self-inflicted, my own game. So look, your own game, 1 point, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, fucking 5 turnovers. Yeah, that's not a great game. And definitely an old mate, no mates. Because that was pretty fucking shit. Sorry, Ben Simmons. Love you, but oh, shit one. All right, what about who was the bitches of the night? Who was your NBA playoff bitches of the night? Thanks to Playoff P for bitch ass of the night. Love this. And it's the Raptors. Come on, man. Look, I'm not going to give this to Ben Simmons. Come on, he was on the road. He had a shit game. The Raptors let LeBron turn Toronto into LeBronto, come into their building and beat them like a redheaded stepchild. Holy shit. Drake was a little bit fucking less mouthy last night, huh? Was that God's plan there, Drake? Oh, mate, the Raptors. I have never seen anyone own a franchise just as much as LeBron just goes, hey, you know what? Yeah, fuck the Raptors. That is 8 straight playoff wins for the Cavs over the Raptors, going back to the 2016 East Finals, where they won the last two. It was 2-2. LeBron won the next two, and then the Cavs last year swept them in the East Semis, and so far, 2-0 up now. That is some bitch-ass shit. Kyle Lowry and Costco Kobe, I'll tell you. All right, what about better than Lonzo Ball for today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
We are coming for everybody if you're in that gym in Reseda playing against a bunch of Mexican day laborers named Markel. Not Markel. Jose, because today we may as well actually rename this better than Markel Fultz, because Jason fucking Tatum, 21 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 7 of 14 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, 1 steal, 1 block, absolutely crushed it. While Markel Fultz, the man taken 2 spots ahead of him and traded for Jason Tatum by the Celtics, out of that number one spot, Markel Fultz was sat on the bench the entire game looking at Jason Tatum going, aww. Wish I was playing. So Jason Tatum, you're better than both Markel Fultz and Lonzo Ball today. And we'll be back right after these for some Yeah Nas.
Hi there, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we're back. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. So number one, are the Celtics in Ben Simmons' head? Yeah nah. Yeah, a little bit in his head offensively when he can't figure out the counters to their counters. Oh, it's a rough one. He and Brett Brown need to sit down and figure out how to use him best with Joel Embiid and everybody else at home, man. Like, this is going to be a tough one. But I feel like, you know, you have a couple of lumps as we have, you know, on the old NBA Australia Facebook page. It's like, form slumps are temporary, class is forever. And Big Simo is absolute fucking class. But the Celtics, man, they've got him doubting himself. It's really going to be fucking fascinating to see how he bounces back in game 3 and 4 at home. Number two, is LeBron unstoppable against the Raps? Yeah, nah. Yeah, of fucking course he is. And you know what?
It's a trap.
It is a trap. Is Toronto now renamed LeBronto? Yeah, nah. Yeah, it fucking well may as well be. Holy shit. No amount of Drake's going to get that LeBronto stank off you. Come on, dog. And finally, will the Raps ever beat LeBron? Yeah, nah. Nah.
It's a trap.
It's a trap, motherfucker. I can't believe that the Raptors suck so hard against LeBron. And he's just like, yeah, you know what? Fuck yeah, we got it. It's ours. It's ours, motherfucking. And this is, who are we talking about, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland.
I know, we're talking about Cleveland.
Cleveland.
That's crazy. So, good job, LeBron over the Raptors. LeBronto, What a city. On your Canada. How do you feel about that? Oh, man. Blame Canada. All right. An extra bonus. Final special. Yeah, nah, for today. Is David Fizdale the best coach available for the Knicks? Yeah, nah. Yeah. I mean, sorry, David Blatt. Fuck off. Mike Budenholzer. Hey, that would have been pretty good. But man, Fizz, I fucking love Fizz. Fizz is where it's at. Like, he's a culture setter. He's a coach that players fucking love and respect. He's a young dude who's going to hold the Zinger and Frankie Smokes. How's that? The Zinger.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
And Frankie Smokes accountable, which is fucking awesome. He jumps straight on a plane to Latvia to hang out with the Latvian gangbanger, Kristaps Porzingis, over there. Something that Jeff Hornacek and like the entire fucking Knicks brass have never fucking done. So that was pretty good. Anya, the thing is, meanwhile, the Grizzlies, the smartest dumb team in the fucking NBA, let him go because Marc Gasol didn't want to do some fucking stomach crunches. Seriously, Fizdale was just implementing some like Miami-level personal responsibility, personal training stuff where you have to have like a specific level of body fat. And the fucking Grizzlies sided with their fat-ass 34-year-old center instead of their smart, young, awesome coach. Grizzlies, you fucking idiots. I'll tell you that much. So, I'm really excited for the Fizdale era at the Knicks. It's going to be very fun. And I reckon the Knicks fucking fans are going to love the guy because he's really good. All right, what about look at me, look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Look, I know. Everyone's going to say, oh, Big Simo needs a big jumper for like nights like last night when he can't get anything else happening. And like, they're right because we saw LeBron just go, oh, fuck it. I'm going to just bury some jump shots and kill the fucking Raptors. So that's pretty neat. But at the same time, Big Simo just kind of needs to mix in a bunch of post-ups really in the half court when they're not out and running. And maybe that'd fucking help. He just doesn't look that confident in his shot, even like little running hook shots and stuff like that at the moment. Look, he'll get home. He'll feel a little bit better. Also, the Sixers need to figure out how to get out and running and just move stuff a little bit quicker. They just sort of like played into the Celtics' hands over the last two games and like, you know, they built this massive lead by getting out there, crushing it, spreading out the offense, and then the Celtics really just fucking put on the clamps. You want to use these clamps? That's what they did. So they tried to run over the top of them, and when it stopped working, they didn't have any backup plans. So Simo needs that backup plan, I reckon. So how about Outback Takehouse for today? Outback Takehouse. TGIF at Outback Takehouse. Get unlimited shrimp with your flame-grilled takes. At Outback Takehouse. Come on down. We've also got Alice Springs Chicken and Bloomin' Onions. No one knows what the fuck they are, but they're here at Outback Takehouse. The Sixers will never win anything until Ben Simmons gets a jump shot. Oh, come on. That's a bit of a hot take. It's a flame grill take. How about this one, though? We should fold the Raptors' entire franchise until LeBron James retires. Oh, that is a fucking whopper of a take. I don't even want them in Seattle. Fuck that. Fuck that. Oh, man. I've never, like, LeBronto, man, that is amazing. He basically owns the Raptors. Like, he is part of their ownership group now. That's just how these things go. I'm just sorry. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. All right, we'll be back right after these ones with the Australian Player Watch and some other fun stuff.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, Brew, and you're listening to NBA Street, Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back at the Australian Player Watch. We had two Aussies in action last night. It was Big Simo versus Bangers. And as mentioned, Ben Simmons had a fucking shocker. 1 point, 7 rebounds, 5 assists in their second loss in a row in Boston. How about Bangers, though? Holy shit, game two. 5 points, 4 rebounds, another three-pointer. He is now leading the Celtics in postseason three-point shooting percentage, going 4 of 6 across the fucking the playoffs so far. That is unbelievable. Bangers, the real unicorn. He's out there shooting better from three than fucking Joel Embiid, mate. On you, Bangers. We've got Jingling Joe Ingles and Dante Exum in action tonight as well. And then, again, across over the weekend, we'll talk about those in the game previews. Some good stuff. So let's get on to the Luke Longley All-Star for the week. This is what we do every Friday. You know, well, Patty Mills and Matty Dellavedova and Bogut and Mango Mathiang. All the big crew, you know, they're out hanging out in the off-season. Patty Mills, you know, just chilling out there, baller. Actually tweeted yesterday, which is pretty nice. So, Luke Longley All-Star, come on, mate. It's got to be the world's greatest point guard as a role player. Outback Jesus, how do we not even have him in the Luke Longley All-Stars already? It's Dele! Man, love me some Dele. That is obviously clear. But this playoffs has been a huge reminder of LeBron and Dele dragging the Cavs to six games against the Warriors in 2015, right? Like, until Kevin Love finally woke up in game two last night. Everybody's like, it's LeBron and a bunch of scrubs, bro. I'm like, oh yeah, remember 2015? That was funny. Dele played out of his fucking mind. LeBron, it was like LeBron and Kyrie went down in game one of the finals, and then it was LeBron and a bunch of scrappy dudes, and it was awesome. And prime among those scrappy role players was Dele, King Dele of Maryborough, first of his name, gatherer of loose balls, crusher, smasher of tins. So fucking good. So Dele, remember how he basically got shut down by the body shakes after the two biggest games of his life in the finals? This is so good. So back in 2015, Kyrie goes down in game one, and Dele has to step up, starts games two through six. He had 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists in game 3. Gave them a glimmer of hope. They went up 2-1. I remember exactly where I was for all of these games. It was unreal. As we all know, though, after that and the next game, so he had 20 points in that game. He had 10 points in the next, and then went into a full body shock with, like, dehydration. He had to be hospitalized. That's how much he bloody well gave his all, did Dele. And nicely enough, they end up losing that year. But the next year, they get Kyrie back, a bit of Kevin Love, the revenge, the loss, and win a fucking title with Dele there next to the King. And look, you know, two kings and one team, King LeBron, King James, and King Dele of Maryborough. It's just fitting. So Dele, he is the perfect Luke Longley All-Star, role player, memorial, Hall of Fame. On your Dele, I've never been more proud. Awesome. I really just like miss watching him now too. Fucking Milwaukee getting knocked out. How much would he fit on this Cavs team? Like, why have we got Kendrick Perkins? Why don't we have Dele? It's killing me. Money, that's why. Anyway, all right, let's get on to the game previews for the entire weekend and the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board right after these words.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. All right, we're back. Oh, man, how good is Fascinator? God damn it. We're back. It's NBA Straya. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. And finally, Patty Mills, after not tweeting since April 18, he got back on board. He's out there inspiring his fellow Aussies, Joe Ingles, because Joe Ingles tweeted out his classic coffee emoji with nothing else. You're like, yeah, jingler. After a career high night, he's like, yeah, you know, just woke up the next morning, had a coffee, bro. That's what I do. And Patty Mills retweeted that and said, hope it's the same coffee you had pregame yesterday. Holy smokes. Flame emoji, flame emoji, flame emoji. Keep drinking that shiz. Oh, Patty Mills just out there inspiring. Jingling Joe Ingles. That's right. NBA champion Patrick Mills inspiring his fellow Aussie. Jingling Joe Ingles. I love it. This is great. That's some pretty good inspiration there, Patty. So good on you. So let's get to today's, well, the weekend's game previews.
Game previews. Game previews.
We have 6 games this weekend. We've got game 3s and game 4s coming at the wazoo. What do you think there, Inadvertent Bane?
I believe I'll spend the entire weekend watching basketball.
All right, Inadvertent Bane. I mean, I might do the same. So Friday night, we've got Warriors at Pelicans. Game 3, first game in New Orleans. Pels kept it close game 2 when Steph came back, but man, the Warriors still looked pretty fucking good, didn't they? This is going to be fascinating to see how this Pelicans home crowd rocks up as well. And what do you reckon? Anthony Davis have a 50-point, 20-rebound showing while the rest of the other guys fill in the gaps and show up? Is that how they win it? Might just be. Because Anthony Davis has been kept slightly quieter than usual through the first 2 games. And look, the Pelicans look good in game 2. They kept it very, very close, and then the Warriors just kind of gave them the old clamps and stepped on it and stepped on the old neck. Got it back within 6 right at the depth. And then the Warriors still pulled it out. So maybe Rondo need to slice him up offensively, slow down Clay and Steph again. Same with Jrue Holiday. He needs to hit his shots a little bit better than in game 1. He was pretty good in game 2. Needs to hit his shots, lock down Clay defensively again. Clay an absolute shocker in game 2, which is also terrifying because Clay was shit and the Warriors still won. Maybe Nico Mirotic needs to grow that beard back. Fucking up. The Warriors, they might still roll. I mean, the coward Kevin Durant, the dork Steph Curry, Clay and Dre. I don't know. There might be a bad shooting night for them in store in New Orleans. It's either game three or game four, I reckon. And this will go for the game four one. Look, either way, there's going to be a big night down there on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. One of these, so I'm, you know, they'll be thinking more about the Hurricanes that they're going to smash after the game than the actual game themselves. But I think that'll be game four. I think the Warriors win game three in a close one. Pelicans would just be a little bit like, oh, fuck, we were right there. And everyone's like, oh, fuck, they were right there. So we'll talk about game four in a second. So give me the Warriors tonight. Rockets at Jazz. Oh, shit, it's 1-1. The Jazz, they can take control of this series if they can win this first game at home. They'll put a metric fuck ton of pressure on those Rockets, who we all know between D'Antoni, Chris Paul, and James Harden are more than happy to shit the bed in a playoff series. And this crowd is going to be hype AF. Donovan fucking Mitchell will be chomping at the bit. Jingler out there backing up a career high. Problem is, I think the Rockets lock in on this one and crush it. It kind of sucks. I think the Jazz finally have a letdown game at home, though. It all obviously depends on the Rockets hitting shots and the Jazz defense sort of allowing them a little bit of space. But I think the Rockets have a good one and wrench back home court tonight. I don't feel good about that call, but I reckon they might. The Jazz played out of their fucking skins game too. But I reckon the Rockets, with their adjustments, Chris Paul, James Harden, the rest of the guys might actually hit some shots maybe. I think the Rockets get that. Saturday, Celtics go to Philly for game three. Sixers crowd will be more batshit than the bottom of the fucking Batcave, I reckon. This is a crowd, after all, in Philly. They throw batteries at fucking Santa. And I reckon the Sixers smash. I feel like this entire series feels very home win heavy, doesn't it? I reckon Big Simo bounces back in a big way with a big triple-double. And Embiid, mate, he's not going to go 8-22 again. Raptors, they head to Cleveland. They've lost 8 straight, as mentioned, in the playoffs to the Cavs, which is fucking bananas. I think that maybe changes. There might be a bit of a stinker here in Cleveland in store for the Cavs. Maybe. They might get a bit cocky. Suddenly you drop one. At the same time, though, like, oh, it's Cleveland at home. They're role players. They've been playing really good so far. I might have to go the Cavs and give me the sweep then if they get this. Toronto just two in their fucking heads against this team, man. Like, they just can't do it. Yeah. Costco Kobe, he might have a big one, but they really do need him just to, like, go fucking ape shit and, like, score 43. And I just can't see him doing it. Whereas LeBron is just out there at, like, a complete new level where, like, you just expect him to kick ass. And he is. It's fucking amazing. So there is potential for a stinker in Cleveland, but I don't think we see it. I think they win. Moving on to Sunday. So they're the game threes. And then we've got finally game fours on Sunday. It'll be Warriors Pelicans back in New Orleans in the Arvo Eastern time. If the Warriors win game three, I think the Pels win game four. If the Pels win game three tonight, though, I feel like they win both and tie it up. But if they drop tonight, it's a gentleman's sweep. You know, I reckon it goes 2-2 or it goes 3-1 and then 4-1. Look, I'm not stepping out there too fucking crazy, but I reckon that's how it goes. I reckon AD has like a massive game in one of them and the Pelicans at least get one of them. And if they get game three, I reckon they get game four. Rockets at Jazz, game four. I think the Jazz get either game three or four as well. It just depends on what happens on Friday. The other way happens on Sunday. I reckon they end up 2-2 coming out of Utah. Still, you know, it's a Sunday game in Utah. All those nice Utah folk will be all fired up from church and everything. Should be a fucking corker. Fucking all hopped up. It's like, I got the power of the Lord in me. God damn it. Utah, you know. I also love that the Jazz had to like tell their fans like, hey, don't be fucking assholes. It's very polite. Nice one. All right, you know what? That is it for today. That is the week done in NBA Australia. Look, if anything crazy fucking pops off on the weekend, we'll pop on for a random extra episode. But barring anything bizarre and crazy happening, we're back Monday for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be all over that all weekend. There's just too much shit going on for me to not be on top of all this shit on social media. It's literally fucking 24/7 and we're covering it all. And don't forget to subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Chuck us a nice rating and review while you're at it. And tell a mate. Go, oi, dickhead. Are you listening to NBA Australia? Go on, fucking do it, mate. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, though, House Hats. They are the best band in Australia. I just heard their... On the sly, I got their new single through, and it is a fucking perler. But their new single, Stop, is still out at the moment. It's awesome. Go request that on Triple J. They've got a show May 19 at the Corner. Go buy tickets to that if you're going to be in Melbourne. They are so fucking good, it hurts. I love house hats. Extra special thanks to the legends of Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, Dozers, Sex Jedi, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that's it, man. Stick around for a brand new Cooking with Bainesy. And we will catch you on Monday. Have a great weekend, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Hosan! Cooking with Bainesy is filmed in front of a live studio audience. And now, welcome to Cooking with Bainesy with your host, Aaron Bangers Baines.
All right. Settle down. Yeah, nah. Come on, mates. Oh, thank you. All right, thank you. Yeah, nah, that's all right. All right, g'day. Welcome to Cooking with Bainesy. I'm your host, Aaron Bangers Baines. Hey, how good is this? Love it. I'm just here in the playoffs. Love eating. Just doing Cooking with Bainesy. This is great. And in this here episode, we're going to smash together one of my absolute favorite Australian staples. It'll sort you out whenever it takes your fancy. It's a legit ripper of an Aussie classic. It is Anzac Bickies. Yes. There you go. It was Anzac Day last week, so I jumped in the kitchen, pulled together a lovely bunch of Anzac Bickies for the missus, and figured I better do this on Cooking with Bainesy. So here we go. They're full of all the good stuff you need. Oats, golden syrup, and butter. It's awesome. Mate, I eat about a tray of these a day growing up, and I still love them to this day. So I got to keep up this highly tuned athletic physique, eh? So look, it's bloody simple, mate. All you got to do is go down to your soupy, grab some oats, grab some shredded coconut if you're feeling fancy, grab some flour, some sugar, and some butter, and make sure you get the secret ingredient. You can't replace this with anything else. It's golden syrup. It's absolutely beautiful. Put that on some pancakes, put it on whatever you want, but Anzac Bickies, they need golden syrup. Now, all you're gonna do, it's really simple, mate. Just get a couple of plates, you know, just all that sort of stuff. Look, I could also talk to you about, like, measurements and stuff. Like, what do you reckon? So, you need just 1 cup of the oats, 3/4 cup of the coconut, 1 cup of the flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 cup of sugar, and 1/2 cup of butter. Chuck in about, I reckon, 2 tablespoons of golden syrup. Make it all nice and moist. And then 2 tablespoons of boiling water. Now, all you need to do, it's pretty easy after that, you mix your oats, your flour, and your sugar, and your coconut together in a bowl, and then in a saucepan, just over like a little bit of a low heat, just like melt the syrup and the butter together, mix the soda and the boiling water, and then add the melted butter and syrup together, and then you've got a nice little thing. It's awesome. All you need to do then is add that mixture to the dry stuff that you got in your other bowl. You know what? Then you whack it all together. There you go. Add to your dry combo. Whack it all nice. Roll it all up into like little balls. Chuck them on a baking pan. Smoosh them down. Just all rough as guts, mate. And then you bang them in the oven. Bangers in the oven at 175. Now, grab a tin or a golden gay time. Whatever takes your fancy. Wait 20 minutes and bang. Bangers. Voila. Bob Bangers is your bloody uncle. You're done. Make sure they're not too rock hard, though. Just keep an eye on them. Because, like, if you overcook them, they'll be bloody harder than asphalt, I'll tell you. Oh, mate, you'll snap a fucking tooth, mate. So, there you go. Look at these ones. Oh, how does that look? Those are some absolute pearlers of an Anzac Bicky. And something you can have with a cup of tea at Smoko or after dinner as a treat. And it's an Aussie classic. Look, give them out to people as well. Be all like, oi, I made you some Anzac Bickies. And give them a Tupperware container full of them. People will love it. Trust me. And all right, how easy was that? A beautiful looking batch of Anzac Bickies. Now I'm going to go get stuck into all these, eh? All right, that's it for this week. Tune in for next week for a new recipe, and we'll see you then on the next episode of Cooking with Bainesy.